AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A superbug resistant to antibiotics has infected 7 patients, including 2 who died, at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center. The Southern California hospital is reporting that nearly 200 other patients were exposed through contaminated medical instruments. Potentially infected patients are being sent free home testing kits that UCLA will analyze. President Obama says the best way to combat terrorist recruiting is to debunk the lie that groups like Islamic State are defending their faith.
Do what she would do. If you see somebody struggling, you see somebody upset, go give them a hug. Do what Kayla would do. Make the community even stronger.
That was not the right sound. Here's the president.
The president says the militants quote Quranic verses to seek legitimacy, but the world can't buy into that.
They are not religious leaders, they're terrorists.
And he says they're not protecting their faith because that's not what's under attack.
We are not at war with Islam. We are at war with people who have perverted Islam.
At a White House summit on countering extremism, he said Muslim leaders must take the lead in saying that.
We need to find new ways to amplify the voices of peace and tolerance and inclusion.
And do it online, where Obama says terror groups have proven masters of marketing. Mark Smith at the White House.
Libya's foreign minister, heard here through an interpreter, is demanding the UN Security Council lift an arms embargo so his country can fight the Islamic State group.
If we fail to have arms provided to us and training provided for our army, this can only play into the hands of the extremists.
Attorneys for the former Marine accused of fatally shooting American sniper author Chris Kyle are set to present day 3 of their insanity defense. This is AP Radio News. She's been top dog for a little more than a day now, and Westminster Kennel Club champion Miss P is the toast of New York.
She doesn't get any money for it, not that she'd have any use for money, but winning the Westminster Kennel Club dog show entitled Miss P to a day on the town. Morning TV shows, a trip up the Empire State Building, a Broadway walk-on, steak lunch at Sardi's. The quiet little beagle accepted it all with aplomb, which is more than you could say for her co-owner, Lori Crandallmeyer.
You know, probably a week from now, I'm going to look back on this day, and hopefully I'll even remember everything that's happened today. But, it's just, like I say, it's been overwhelming, and I don't think it's really sunk in.
Westminster was the 4-year-old Pooch's 20th and final show title. Now she retires to breed. Warren Levinson, New York.
The Washington National Cathedral is showing off the first phase of work completed to repair damage from a 5.8 magnitude earthquake that hit the D.C. area in 2011. The church says it still has to raise $22 million to complete exterior repairs. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.